It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. Devin is in the house again. This is like 3 weeks in a row, no vacation.
Yo, she did. She just got back. She was with Project Blonde in Miami for Project Blonde's B-Day. Woo. So what B-Day was this or Project Blonde?
It was late 20s. I don't want to give away her age. You know, a woman's age.
Because I want my goal. I have like, you know, I've spent some time recently. I made a vision board.
Oh, wow.
And right in the center was be invited to Project Blonde's 30th birthday.
Well, I think we can make that happen.
Because I know that she is going to go all out. I will travel. I will do whatever it takes to be there. Because she's not, you know, she's going to.
She's going to go all out.
She's going to go all out.
Absolutely. We went all out this weekend. We went to Miami.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. We went and we went to Komodo, which is a very cool, like, club-like restaurant. So
club-like restaurant. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
It was a lot of club-like atmosphere.
How
with
was the food?
The food was really
like
good.
No, the food
was really good. It's like sushi,
you know,
and
in
stuff.
In L.A., they used to, in the Roxbury, they used to have a sushi bar and the club. And the sushi bar would close at 11 and then the club would really kick off. But the food was actually pretty good.
We went for like a late dinner, so it was like a 10 o'clock dinner. So it was like,
we all faced by then.
Oh, you know.
A little drinking poolside drinks.
Yeah.
How far were you from the dance floor?
Oh, well, no, you had to go upstairs.
Oh, damn it. Because there's nothing better than a meal of food and watching people dance and guys try too hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I pull up a recliner to that any day of the week.
I have to say, I have never been to Miami before. And I know we talked about people watching. This was the best people watching I've ever seen in my life. Because I didn't realize that Miami, it was... It's a lot like just anything goes.
1,000%.
You could be wearing full, like, you know, leather cowboy outfit, you know, look like you're going to a Western, or you could be wearing like a skimpy bikini and you would all be, everything's okay.
Two pasties on each of your nipples and one right on your butthole.
And you're fine. And everyone's like, welcome to my restaurant. Have a seat.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was like,
it was optional.
I seriously felt like I was like, oh my gosh, wow, I fit in, I guess, because anything goes here.
You fit in?
Yeah.
You're a real Miami gal?
You're
just going to appropriate Miami culture. You go there once, and now you're identifying as Miami.
Well, yeah, I'm from Miami now. I'm going to say I'm from Florida.
Devin's hair tone color choice makes it hard to discern her nationality with a tan in some cases. So she probably does fit in because
I'm like a chameleon.
Miami is a melting pot.
It really is.
100% a melting pot. And the only thing everyone's short there. So I just can't do it. I just can't. It's hot for no reason. And
see, it wasn't
the Miami
really that
Dolphins
hot.
There.
Wasn't really that hot.
Was Project Blonde upset about that?
No, it was like
don't
very
really like
nice.
The ocean there.
We had a great time. Great time.
Traffic's kind of horrible.
Highly recommend you go. I don't know if I'll go back. It's a little chaotic for me.
Airport's
it's a little chaotic.
Horrible.
Yeah, see, I didn't fly out of Miami.
Yeah, no. Would you do
Fort Lauderdale? Cheaper flights.
Southwest?
Nah, United.
You know, okay.
Okay,
right,
percentage of real butts to fake butts that you saw.
Oh, so many fake ones.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was because we sat on the beach for one of the days on Saturday. Yep.
It's the BBL capital of the United States.
Actually insane. It was like these women were walking around and I just was like,
their butts don't move.
Extraordinary.
It's the chicken legs and
the legs. They skip leg days.
Yeah.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, whomever chooses to artificially inseminate your butt and make it bigger.
I think inseminate is probably wrong.
But I feel like it's a fluid injection.
You would be doing a lot of IVF if you were doing it that way.
Because
it would not work.
It depends. But it's gushy goo that goes into your butt. And
I don't know if it's gushy though, because it looks.
All right. I may have or may not have, quite possibly in the lifetime, touched a fake butt or two in my day.
Allegedly.
And
that should be the name of this podcast.
Yes. In another life, at a place called Penthouse Penthouse, where you could pee on the floor if you wanted to. Absolutely. It was that kind of establishment. There might have been a few people, workers, that might have invested in fake butts. And after a few cognacs and a Bud Light, you might want to raise your hand and be like, excuse me, ma'am, would it be okay? Is that real? Like when the truth serum comes out and you ask, and you say, is that real? And they're like, no, I just got it done. You want to touch it? And you go,
yes.
Kind of like with like E.T.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't want to put, you know, because
right.
You don't want to be a creep.
You don't want to be disrespectful.
You don't want to be a creep, you know. You don't want the guy, you know, it's the type of establishment where you got to take your hats off.
Right.
Because you don't want to disrespect the ladies.
Absolutely.
While they're working. It's still, yes, Kat, it's a strip club. And when you touch, and it's like, ew. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can tell that it's not
God
real.
Didn't make it.
God,
no.
Yeah, but, it's not God.
But then I know someone's going to be like, hello, ever heard of fake breasts?
Right.
Of course we've all heard of it. And it is, it's just different.
You get the double whammy in Miami,
yeah,
though.
You get both sides, but it's weird. The difference is...
Otherwise you'll fall over.
The difference is, though, if a man or woman gets their breast augmented, even if it's huge or small, you really can't see like a crazy disparity, you know. I mean, unless it's extreme, you can't walk up. I mean, whatever, but it doesn't look crazy. It's not like the rib cage is gone or something freaky like that.
Right.
When someone gets a fake butt and they don't, and their hamstrings and their quads are still like a duck,
like they got a big diaper on.
Yeah, it just
it looks
wrong.
Right,
and it only looks good. And I'm not judging, but I kind of am. It feel like it only looks good in clothes.
I agree.
I don't think it would look great.
On the beach, it was just so, it was glaringly obvious.
Like every
along.
Time you see a Kardashian in a swimsuit or like a thong without.
It's confusing.
Filtering or whatever. It's like, whoa, what the hell? Like,
know.
You know,
Close
it's like
mind.
Danny DeVito with a big butt. You know, it just doesn't, that's what it looks like. You know,
yeah.
It just doesn't fit. But when you have filtering and stuff, and that's what bothers me about plastic surgery and stuff, is that when kids see it, and especially like young girls and teenagers and stuff who for whatever reason think they have to change their body for people to like them more, which I hate, but they see the finished product and they don't realize the team of scientists that were involved in making that picture look great.
Or like what happens though when they're like old ladies with like implants in their butts.
They start watching the Gutfield show a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern, only on Fox News Channel.
You're like around 70. Yeah, that's my fan
there's
base.
There's a lot of sex in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. STDs that's spread true. Like wildfire in nursing homes.
Yeah, so I would imagine the fake gimmicks would probably go over well.
You'd have the most boyfriends in the nursing home with your big diaper dumper.
With your, with your duck lips. And
I don't know. I've always
There's a lot of face stuff too going on.
And it's not just women. It's not just women.
No. It was all across
guys
the board.
Guys get bicep implants.
I've thought about that. That's the only thing I've thought about is the bicep implants.
That would be
because my arms
wrong.
Are so humiliatingly thin, and like I'm a very thin person, but like my arms are like extreme.
Yeah, but then
so
you would have the same problem as the
fake
butt.
You just want a little muscle.
You would have these little arms
have people
and these little.
Keep asking me if I'm ill, like you know, with something terminal.
Like just do some curls or something. I think.
Oh, but ow!
Yeah, that takes a lot of work, though.
I think the injection. Now, the injections in the bicep is usually an oil, a saline oil. So it's like guys can get sick if it's in there for too long because eventually it dissipates.
Right.
So they have to keep going back and getting the injections. And some places, guys actually detach their bicep muscle.
Ow.
So it looks, it's in a knot the whole time.
So it always looks like you're flexing it.
Looks like it's flexing.
Ooh.
That's a lot of insecurity. And guys don't get put on the spot for that. But the guys are getting facelifts now. Guys are getting stuff done to their area because they want to add
Scrotox. I've heard of Scrotox.
Yeah.
I've heard of Scrotox, which is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that does it.
Yeah, because he wants it smooth as eggs, apparently, is the theme. Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Here's the problem for men. It's like they don't get it. Women don't care about that stuff.
No.
They don't. Like, no woman ever is going to say, you know, the only reason why I'm not dating you is because you're not smooth as eggs down there. Now, if you got some scrotox, some hair removal, and you added an extra, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches, like, it'd be on.
If you injections in your bicep, yeah, we would totally be going out.
It's never.
No, nary a time.
Women just don't. Guys think like that. Guys would say that to another guy. Guys say that. Right. Guys do things like, honey, for your birthday, I bought you breast implants.
Right. I heard about scrotox from a guy who dates other guys.
So, yeah. See? I mean, exactly. Because women typically don't think like that. They don't, you know, it's like very rare.
That's not on the top of their mind.
No. Jada Pinkett, maybe. But like outside of her, like, who's just evil. For no reason.
She hates that man. Yeah. But like sometimes love keeps a couple together, right? Sometimes
is that
hate,
what it is?
Sometimes hate keeps a couple together where you're like, fear. I will not leave you because I am so devoted to this hatred and controlling and making your life miserable with my hatred towards you. And I don't want to let you go
because if you let go, you can smile again.
Not on my watch, motherfucker. We're going to be together forever. Hatred is so much more binding and passionate than love.
Yes, they openly add dollars to your life insurance policy on every birthday.
Happy birthday.
Add an extra $100,000 to your life insurance policy.
Just in case.
Oh, you want your cake? No, I'll wait. So not that.
Love
for spite.
Yeah, it's not about how they make, you know, he makes me happier than anyone can make me. It's that I know I can make him more miserable than anyone else could make him. And I've decided to make my hatred and desire for him to be miserable my life's work.
And I can do whatever I want because he just wants to be left alone. But he never follows up on me.
But then what's Will Smith's motive for staying together?
Fear.
And the sunken cost fallacy, probably. It's been in it a long time. You know,
misery loves company.
Right.
Sometimes you look at that
couple for so long.
You know, it's like, I don't know if you guys ever saw this movie with Anthony Hopkins and Cuba Gooding Jr. He was the psychiatrist who lived with gorillas and he ended up being crazy or whatever. And Cuba was trying to get him to talk. Well, in there, there's this great scene at the end where there's this giant silverback gorilla who's been in the zoo and Anthony Hopkins opens the cage and Cuba's like, oh, God. And he's like, no, he's been locked up for so long. He doesn't know what freedom is anymore. It's a distant memory. He smells it, but he doesn't know what it is. He'll never come out the gate to be free. He can smell freedom over the hill. All he has to do is go out this door, but he won't do it.
But he won't do it.
And the gorilla turned his back and just kind of hunched around because he'd been locked up for so long that he had lost his will to be free. Will reminds me a lot of that poor bastard in the zoo that day. He could have been free. He had his moment.
Do we now feel bad for Will Smith?
No, he's still an idiot. Here's the deal. When you're with a narcissist or you're with somebody who's mean like that, who will videotape you at home and someone's like, please, not now, I'm in my home, and they just keep going. That in itself is horrible. And that he knew his only defense was my social media is my bread and butter. Could you please stop filming me now? Like, if he was a woman saying that to a man, we would all be like, oh my God, that is abuse. That is so horrible. But for whatever reason, guys don't get that kind of a thing. Everyone's like, oh, he needs to be tougher. And that's the problem. Like, so yeah, no, I don't feel they make you do crazy things. They make you react and do stupid things. And unfortunately, you're still an adult. As bad as it is, you're still responsible. But that doesn't mean the rest of us cannot be like, you know what? If she wasn't there with him that night, he wouldn't have hit Chris Rock.
Right.
He would have laughed like everybody else did. That wasn't even the worst joke said that night.
Exactly.
So, and I mean worst as far as like funny worst.
Right.
Not like bombs like some of the other things we saw that night. But yeah, whenever you're in a situation with somebody who like feeds off negativity and beats you down, it just kind of gets to a point where you just kind of just submit. You just kind of give into it and you don't. His mindset is probably, I've made it this far.
Right. What's another,
you know,
25 years?
And he's waiting. Guys, we usually wait for them to leave us. It's a lot easier.
Right.
Because if you leave, then you got to deal with the bitterness. They owe the kids, the alimony, all the drama. Right. And every time you try, it's just sometimes it's better to just take the hit and wait it out, you know, and just and eventually they leave.
Wait then, for them to get bored with you.
Yeah. It's almost like a cat. You got to wait for Cheems to stop batting you around and chewing on you. And hopefully he finds his shiny new toy and goes ruins that. And then you can slowly crawl up and dust yourself off and start over someday. I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, I would never get married again. I'm happy I'm married now. Like, I love Cam. I would never do it. If we, for some reason, broke up, no.
Yeah, if you're religious.
Right.
I get it. Because you're making a deal with God, and then you're breaking the deal, and then you're re-upping the deal. But you got that repent clause.
Right.
So that kind of works out. So I guess my question would be to someone who's religious, do you repent after the divorce so you can't remarry, or you just roll with it?
I would say you probably repent afterwards, right? Because,
right. You repent, and then you can re-up with a new husband.
Everything that I did in the past, I won't do it with this new one.
Because
we good.
Times have changed, though, because like in the 80s, all the movie stars would be married like 9 times.
Right, right.
It's like
right.
No one dated. It was like you just got married.
Yes.
It's like, hi, my name's Devin. Oh, I'm John Travolta. Oh, nice to meet you. And they're married. Like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I should love John Travolta.
So, well, I'm sure Stone would.
Would you leave Stone for John Travolta?
No.
Is he still alive?
In his prime.
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, not John Travolta now.
Travolta in his prime?
Yeah, John Travolta now looks like Dr. Evil. No, not that guy.
I think Stone would be okay with that, though.
What if he said, Devin, hi, it's John Travolta.
From 1984.
Hello, no, it's John Travolta.
From Greece.
And I know I'm old, but I want to give you a new life. What would you say? Would you think about it?
You can go on vacation with me, Stallone.
This is a great opportunity for me to have another life. Don't you want me to be happy? Your vow said you wanted me to be happy. So you want me to be happy? Yeah.
This is my chance to rewrite Grease too.
Right. Yeah.
I could be the time machine.
I'm the one that you want.
I'm thinking franchise here.
Exactly. Like I could start a whole new life.
Olivia who?
Right.
Like, yeah, it's the Devin.
Well, I think the modern day, you know, of being married 17 times is J-Lo being engaged 18
times. She's been engaged
times.
So many times.
I feel like it's a tax write-off for her at this point.
Yeah. What does she do with all the rings? Does she give them back?
I think they're sponsored.
They have
She
to.
Should make a big-ass necklace.
Oh, my God. A crown.
Oh, yeah, I would.
A belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a belt. Like a bedazzled belt buckle.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Wouldn't it represent failures?
Yeah. Belt buckle of failure.
I've been wrong 17 times.
Yeah.
But who wants to be 18?
Apparently Ben Affleck.
He wants to be number 3.
Yeah, because this is the second time they were engaged, too. So did he have to get a different ring?
Two different rings, yeah. He got a pink ring for her the first time, and this time is a lime green ring. So, you know, it's not like she's just getting any old, you know.
Is she, though? Like, pretty much every actor, singer, dancer she's been with has not ended good.
No, I know, but I'm saying she's getting really nice diamonds.
But she can buy them herself. I don't know. I mean, if I'm wrong at anything 3 times, I'm not going for 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be at a point where you like, listen, Ben, I mean, I'm glad we're back together, but seriously. Neither one of us can really get married. Yeah, let's just leave the M word out of it. Right. Let's just pinky swear we won't cheat on each other.
Well,
for a while.
It could be like who is it? Goldie Hawn and
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. I almost said Kurt Douglas. Yeah. Kurt Russell. They're not married. They've been together for like 35 years. They're not married.
And if they break up, guess what? You got yours. I got mine, and they just go off in their own merry way.
They got kids together.
I mean, because that contract and divorce in certain states is brutal. Sometimes you got to wait like a year to get divorced.
She was just about to marry A-Rod.
I know.
Well, she kind of dodged the bullet there, I think. Or he did.
I think they both.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're right. If you're not doing it right the first, you know, couple times.
I think you got to get married out of high school.
Try again.
Really? If I married my high school boyfriend, I would be in a bad situation.
Yeah, no,
yeah. I had kind of a high school girlfriend. I thought she was my girlfriend. She didn't. So I don't know how that works. But
why didn't she think? Where was the miscommunication?
I'm clearly on my end. I gave her my football jersey to wear, and that kind of meant we were together.
Right.
And then
for
I
her,
said,
it was just she was cold.
Yeah.
And then it was, will you go with me? Because that was the term. That's how you asked them. And
she was like, go where?
She said, yeah. But that was on Wednesday. And apparently she had found new love on Monday.
Oh, no.
After the football game, but didn't tell me about it. So I just went around for like 2 weeks thinking she was really busy. Because I had football practice and like I had to take a bus home from school and stuff. So I just.
So how did you find out that she really wasn't your girlfriend?
I left. Okay, so in California, schools are outside.
Yeah.
So we have quads. And I got called to the principal's office for some reason. And so I walked out of class and I saw her walking with a baseball player holding hands. And I
another
thought
another athlete.
He wasn't even a starter. Oh. I think he was like bat boy. It was even worse.
Mm.
And but he had on the
Letterman
jacket with no stripes.
Saying baseball players are athletes is also debatable.
Yeah.
They're good at baseball, yeah. But like, you know.
But athlete,
you know, like if you describe a body type as athletic, you don't, you know.
And I thought,
baseball player's not in that category. Yeah. Okay.
Not I thought, always. they're holding hands. They must know each other. Because sometimes, you know, friends hold hands. No big deal. And then they started kissing. And it wasn't like a peck.
Wasn't a friendly kiss?
I believe the term is French kissing.
No.
Wow.
Which I had not done yet. I had heard rumors about it. I heard it was pretty cool, but they were right in the middle of the daylight, too, like in the middle of the day, and the quad just...
Wasn't that always the worst?
Making out. Like, and I just was standing like 30 feet away, and I just read, hi, hey, and like she literally, they stopped, looked at me, and then kept making out, and I said... Oh, man. I think,
guess she's not my girlfriend.
I guess she's not my girlfriend anymore. So I didn't
There's
get
always
a,
that one couple that's always
yeah, I didn't get
out.
I didn't get a like a Dear John note or anything. And then one of her friends came up to me like, you know, she dumped you, right? I was like, yeah, I think I got the hint. I think I figured it out. You don't have a car. Like, oh, my God. I was just like.
I got dumped on Free Rita's Day one time.
Sorry.
Free Rita's? Yeah, you know Rita's, the Italian ice place?
Okay.
They on the first day of spring, they give out free Rita's.
Okay.
So you could go get a small cup. And we went to Free Rita's Day. I was like, oh, so excited.
How old's Devin here?
I was 16 at the time.
Okay.
And he broke up with me as he was driving me back home.
What'd he say?
I don't even remember. But I got it, the car was moving and I got out of the car. I wouldn't let it stop. I was like, just...
You were that pissed.
I literally just got out of the car and like... A moving car.
That is some unhinged behavior.
Ruined my Free Rita's Day. I'll never think.
Where were you on
day.
Eating your Rita? Were you done?
Yeah, I still had it in my hand, so I just got out of the
fuck! I didn't even let you finish the Rita. I've been this upset like since Kat got dumped in an amusement park.
Yeah,
trying to like
where
stop
he
in the
re-up blow. Drinks with her father.
Yes, like, he stayed the whole.
You
day.
Don't do that.
He said next.
At least he let me out of the car.
Yeah, but you don't dump. Oh, you don't break up while you're driving, or you wait. So she gets out of the car, you roll the window down, and as you're driving away, go, hey, I want to see other people, it's over. And you just drive off. And you go like this. And then hopefully you finished your Rita, and then when you throw it at the car, it's just the paper cup.
Right.
You know? But like, Kat has the all-time worst. I mean, I've had some pretty rough breakups. Like, I've had a Dear John note inside of an apartment that I was a victim of that I couldn't even get to because she didn't pay rent for 3 months. Because she stored all the cash so she can move to Hawaii with her old lover, guy. That was fun. That was fun. It's in my book,
which is out available now. Yeah. Just Tires.
But you just don't
break up with a girl in front of her father at Coney Island,
and then
hang
still
out
have
the
drinks.
Yeah, that's just
he hung out all whole day with.
Yeah,
her.
I mean that's just.
And your dad was probably like. Did he have any clue what was going on?
No, he came back with, I mean, I talked about this on Gutfeld before, and I'm talking about
it
in my book a little bit too,
here.
But yeah. He went to go get a second round of Margs, and he came back, and it was a shit storm. I was fucking sobbing, screaming, you know.
So he sends dad, let's just break this down.
Yeah.
They're having a family day.
And he's
been brought into the family.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, this is a big deal. Like, this could be...
How long have you been dating?
Oh, this guy, like, a couple of years, but this is a guy who, like, watched my mom die with me. Like, he went through me with all that.
So he
me.
Knows you've
my mom's
been
funeral,
through some
at my grandma's funeral when she died 3 months later, and 3 months after this. And he came to Coney Island knowing he was going to break up with me. So, like, it was premeditated. First degree breakup.
And this I'm, should make a Forensic Files episode.
Breakup.
I mean, there's no murder in this one other than...
Premeditated breakup.
Yeah, and then... A round of drinks?
I was devastated. I was so devastated, and it was like 3 days before I got my contract here. Like 3 days before I officially started working for Gutfeld.
And
show.
Everything's been on the up and up since then for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on the up and down and up and down, but you know, that
peaks
was.
And valleys, peaks I like and
valleys,
to say.
Peaks and valleys, but that was, yeah, I mean, I was pretty.
Did
upset.
You curse him out? I just cried.
I like begged for him not to do it. Like, I was pathetic. You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
So we've all had been dumped. What is the worst breakup you've ever done to anybody else? Since now I'm doing Women's Pillow Talk episode of the podcast. I've got a pretty good one.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So I was dating. Okay, so in high school, I played sports and I cracked jokes and I was terrified of girls. Terrified. Didn't know what to do. Had nightmares that I was just too big, like physically, to even be next to a girl. I always seemed like you break them in half and stuff. Like I just thought they were fragile. I remember I asked my friends, like, yeah, but how do they open their, because I'm like, can they open their leg? Like, how do they do? And they're just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, what is your problem? I'm like, my only reference is Cinemax, and it's all navel. And I don't know how that even happens, because they're on top of each other's stomach. Like, yeah. it mathematically didn't make sense to my little brain. But there was this girl I had a crush on in, like, the ninth grade, and, like, she would pat me on her head. Like, she was a 10th grader. Like, she treated me like a child. Like, oh, he's so funny. And, like, every once in a while, she'd give me, like, her brownie at lunch or something. Like, hey, you want my brownie? And I was like, oh, she loves me. And then she'd go French kiss with somebody else, not me. But, I wasn't her dude or whatever. She even referred to me one time as her little bro, which is the kiss of death.
Yeah, it's friend zoned. Yeah. For sure.
And then I ended up moving to the high desert. And my junior year, lo and behold, Veronica's back. And like I saw her from across the hallway, and apparently she had took a turn for the worse and been in a couple juvies, and she was part of the rough crowd, and she was in the specials classes for the aggressive kids. So I saw her. I was like, V, what's up? She's like, oh my God, you got tall. I was like, yay. And I saw her like two times in the like school, and then she got expelled for fighting or something, and then she got moved to like the detention school, so she was gone. Didn't see her again. Then now I'm a freshman in junior college, and now I'm playing ball, and I'm blue chip All-American, and just now girls are noticing me.
Living
and I've got
life.
Confidence now, and may have discovered weed possibly, just been partying with all the ball players. Like I was living a good life. I was having fun in the dorms and stuff. And lo and behold, at a house party, who do I run into? Her again. And time had not been kind, but how do I say this? I still had a crush on the girl from the ninth grade.
Right.
So I didn't see this jaded, evil person. So literally started dating her right away like that. And like that. And she was like at all my football games and everywhere. And she didn't have classes, but went to college with me anyway, just like hanging out. And after about a week, I was after about two
Free
weeks,
education.
3 weeks, I was like, I don't like this person at all. But
that's a tough realization.
Yeah. And one day I said, hey, did you ever think about maybe you go your way and like I go my ways? Like, you know, our lives are kind of going in different directions. And she literally said, I would kill you before I let you go.
Oh, man.
And I went, right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not
this
chill.
This is just a hypothetical.
That is not
yeah,
chill.
Yeah,
that
right.
was just, you know, chill. Throwing some stuff out there.
Right.
This is a
so,
joke.
So, you know, that night I was playing, we had a football game and we're playing a football game. And I had sitting on the bench and I looked to see who was in the stands. And she was there, and when she was sitting there, she wasn't smiling or laughing. She looked at me, and she went like this.
Tyrus just put his finger across his throat like I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you. And I thought, huh, wow. So And at that time, it was right around the time where like I was getting recruiting letters and all this kind of stuff, and I was staying at a friend's parents' house the rest of the season or whatever. And they were moving to like two blocks over. They had a house and then they were moving to a house two blocks over. I just didn't say anything. So I just moved.
And didn't tell her. That's pretty, yeah.
And I went off to Nebraska like 3 weeks later and I was gone.
Never heard from her again?
Never said a word to her. I mean, I said out loud, I'm breaking up with you. But well, you know, when someone says they're going to try to, you know, but I knew she didn't have a car. So it wasn't like she could drive to Nebraska right. to finish the job. But, yeah, so I just moved and broke up with
That's
her.
That's pretty ruthless.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
ghosted her before, but she said the K word.
I mean, yeah, if she threatened you, I would say you do what you have to do.
But I did what I had to do.
That's pretty, you know, that's a pretty bad way of breaking up with somebody.
I think it's, I think that was pretty ingenious. I like the timing was great.
You're still here, so.
I pretty much always got broken up with.
Yeah, did you ever break up with them?
Pretty much. But like, I always got broken up with and then they'd always come back. But the only person I ever broke up with was probably my high school boyfriend.
How did you do it?
Just on the phone because I was interested in another guy at a party and I didn't want to cheat on him. So I was like, hey, we're broken up now.
Right now.
And I started dating the other guy.
Oh, wow.
Did he ever say anything to you?
No. And then we like hung out a little bit over the summer, but I was still interested in the other guy. And then that other guy went to end up transferring schools and he came to surprise me. But then I had started seeing Blake, who would later be Cheen's dad.
Ah.
So I just was Cheen's
dad. So you were just in a love web.
Yeah. A love web. Many a time have I found myself in a love web.
Cat Timp's love web.
So
that'd be a good book. It's a love web.
It's so much now nicer to just have the one guy,
right.
And he's nice to me.
I know.
And I have so much more room in my brain for things that are more constructive.
All right, Devin, I know you've dumped a few.
I literally have only broken up with one guy ever before. It was in college before I met Stone. I was dating this guy for not too long, and I didn't know. Okay, so this is going to sound bad, but I didn't know I was going to break up with him at the time. So he had me and my roommate were moving into a new apartment, and so him and his friend helped us move in, and all this stuff is the beginning of the semester and all this and blah, 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 and we move in. And I was going to go study abroad the second half of my junior year.
You're going to go study a woman?
Yes. I was going to study in London. So I was going to live in London. And I didn't want to have a boyfriend when I was studying abroad. I was going
to
be meeting all new
people. You wanted to fly your wings.
Yeah, I was meeting all new people.
You know, you wanted to stretch.
I was going across the country. You know, I was going all over the world.
Didn't want to be tied down.
Right. And I didn't want him to be tied down because,
it's about him,
He's going to still be at school.
100%, yeah.
So a couple of days after him and his friends helped us move in, I kind of called him up and I said, I just think maybe, you know, we're better off as friends.
Wow.
I think you want...
Did you stay friends with him?
No.
So
which
you
is
used
fine.
Him.
No, I think he really wanted to be, married quick. And I was like...
Yeah, figured that out when you had him move to you for free.
I was, 21 at the time. So I was like,
So was it when he was moving all your boxes and your refrigerator and your couches that it dawned on you that this wasn't the guy? Or was it premeditated?
It was quite possibly, but it dawned on me maybe
halfway
through.
So you used this cat... She used this poor bastard to move her. Was it
diabolical?
What floor did you move on?
We were on the top floor. It was.
Yeah, come on!
Was there an elevator?
Wow.
No.
No, walk up.
So you
fine walk up, bro.
He carried stairs with love in his heart.
Yeah.
And moved all your stuff.
I felt
And
bad.
You had the audacity to hit him with the let's be friends.
But you know what? Right after he met his wife. Yeah. And so he's married and
I hope she
married.
Was the next door neighbor who saw this guy carrying all your stuff up and was like.
I know. I did feel bad because I was like, ooh, that was really bad timing. I could have waited maybe another week.
Did you tell your girlfriends? Were they sitting next to you when you did it?
No.
You didn't have an audience?
I did it face to face. No.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
you did it face to face. Even worse.
I did it in
So you had to act cool.
I actually did it in my car, which was even worse because.
So that
then
you could drive and make him get out.
I had to be like. Okay, you can get out of my car now. It was really awkward. It was bad. I would do it a lot differently if I could do it again.
Yeah,
but,
just dear John him. Or just move. You could have just went to Europe and not said anything.
Exactly. But, you know, and then he met his wife and I met Stone after when I came back.
So it all worked out.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, his wife has to deal with all the emotional baggage.
Every time she asks him.
Because of Devin Kelly.
Anytime he has to move a couch,
she's like, I'm not doing it because as soon as I move this couch, you're going to leave me.
Yeah, they have to live in elevator buildings
only. Hey, let's go to Paris. He's like, that. Last time somebody went to Europe, I got left. And I'm not moving or carrying your bags either.
Right.
Yeah, he won't live in a house with stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
I almost could have got Devin, but I made a preemptive strike. This is quick. I talked to somebody for weeks and we finally went on a date and we get to the restaurant and I met her there because I was coming from a bodyguard thing or something. And we met at a restaurant and it was a Chinese restaurant or something. It was some kind of weird place that she said came highly recommended or whatever. And it was expensive. And I sat down and the first day, like, hey, can I get you a drink? I said, yeah, I'd love a beer. And she was like, oh, you shouldn't drink beers in front of a lady. And I was like, what? I was like, okay.
What
do you just have? Well, I'm getting a bottle of wine. I'm like, yeah, I don't drink wine. She's like, well, that's gonna have to change. On the inside, I was like, damn, like I just met.
She's already changing.
Okay, RIG, she's real pretty. She's real pretty. Cool, no problem. Then when I went to order the food, she was like, because I figured she'd order hers, I'd order mine or whatever. She ordered for us. She was like, we're going to have the squid and octopus, whatever. And I'm like, I don't eat that.
See, I don't mind people ordering for me if we've consulted about what we're going to order beforehand.
There was no consult.
Like, Kat, if Cam just, like, ordered a meal for you without talking to you. And just
He would never do that. He would never do that.
Okay,
he would never do that.
Okay,
he knows
if
better.
He did.
He would never do that.
Cat would rip his throat out.
He would never do that.
Yeah, well, so I eventually ordered the beer anyways. I just said, I'm getting a beer. And as I drank it, she's like, you know, if you're going to be with a real woman, you have to conform and be classy. And I just said, I have to be a really big woman to get me to stop drinking beer. I'm like, it's a beer. Like, so I said, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Can I get a Corona? That's fancy. I'll get a fancy beer. I missed the thing. And she kept on with this shit and like even was telling me like where to put my silverware and stuff. I'm like, it's chopsticks. Who gives a fuck about where the fork goes? Like, so after that, she said like how much, she asked me how much I made a year.
Oh God.
Because it was a certain lifestyle
like
she was accustomed to.
Sounds like the worst date ever.
So I said, excuse me, I have to use the bathroom. I got up. I walked to the front. I gave the maitre d'. I said, I don't know how much this meal is. It's probably like, here's $100, man. And, he was like, I don't blame you. And I was like, I'm out. And I left her ass at the restaurant.
Did she ever try to get in contact?
Oh, she called my phone like 4 or 5 times.
Just let it go to voicemail?
Then the text was like, where are you? Where are you? And I just wrote back, beer run. So that one I felt good for. That one I wanted like montage music.
That one's not bad because
like White Snake playing Here I Am Again on My Own.
Not
like
a good,
that kind of a song.
Yeah, not a good experience. But this guy was nice and I feel bad that I did that. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Well, yeah, it's not the poor guy.
That's awful.
You should have to pay for the elevator in his house.
Okay.
Well, you don't want an elevator in your house. I have one.
It really makes
you lazy.
Mm.
Like, you'll walk really far to go to the elevator when you could have just gone up the stairs. Like, to the point where you're like, I'm taking the elevator to go up to go back to the other side of the house because I just like being in the elevator. And then when you get mad because it's not set on the floor you want it already, like, who else used the elevator? Because I now have to wait 18 seconds for it to come down the third floor. Like, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't have an elevator. You should have a rope with knots in it. Like,
okay.
How bad do you want it?
Or like a fireman's pole.
Yeah, something like that. But not elevators. Don't get elevators, guys. Kids, don't get. Speaking of elevators and elevation, what did we learn today?
I learned that Devin is a diabolical.
Ruthless. You wear all black for a reason. Yeah. You are a villain. You need a hat and a mustache. The only thing you didn't do was tie that guy up in a train track. So
yeah.
And then break down your evil plan to him. And he didn't have the will. He just laid there and waited for the train.
Yeah.
You need to, and by the way, just want to say, nothing was lost on me. You can get out of my car now. That is the most arrogant.
Well, I didn't say it like
horrible.
That, I don't think.
Say it in a nice way. No, hell no.
I was like,
say that in a nice way.
I have
yeah,
and
go
I will
ahead.
Change.
Say it in a nice
if
way.
You can say that in a nice way, the new name, Jason's in
prove
here.
It. Prove
this
it.
This will be
prove
the
it.
Devin
prove
podcast
it.
From now on. Tyrus prove and Timph is out of there. Say it in a nice way.
So I think what I said was like, I actually have to be somewhere.
No. Uh-uh.
So if you could get out or I could drive you to your place if you'd like me to. We actually were like neighbors.
Oh my God.
The next year we were neighbors.
So
like we lived across the parking lot from each other.
So did you actually move there on purpose so you could continue to torture
no,
him?
No, I lived there because Project Blonde, I moved in with Project Blonde.
So how many
senior
times
year.
Did okay, you
so
and Project Blonde ask him to come by and take your trash out or something?
Yeah, never.
Did he help you in Project
but
Blonde?
The moral of the story is you cannot say you can get out of my car now.
I guess you can.
In a nice way. There's no way
to
clean that up.
I guess the whole thing was kind of mean. If you're listening out there, I'm so sorry.
That's not going to be enough.
No. I feel like a
hope
note
I didn't
of some
scar
sort.
You too bad.
Maybe a Fox News mug of some sort.
Send you a Tyrus and Timph mug.
Yeah. But he doesn't have to pick it up. It will actually be
no,
sent
no,
to
no.
his
I'll
door.
Send to your house. Yeah.
Well, for more podcasts
like
this, check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timph. I'm Tyrus. And I think she's already said enough today, but Devin, if you could take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.